Good morning. We're continuing on Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning a Kol Chavav Chav Zayin, the Malachos of Kosher and Matir, and we're learning at the end of Siman Beis. Here, the Chayyim says an important point: the person has a knot which is permitted to untie, but for whatever reason he's having difficulty untying it. So, this example: a person was planning to make a bow. And made a knot instead. We said that's going to be permitted to untie it. But it ended up becoming very tight, and he's having difficulty untying it. So he wants to cut the knot to open it up. So is he allowed to cut this knot to open it up? Is the hetter only based on the idea of untying it, which leaves you with the rope intact, and you can reuse it, so it's not really a destructive act. But here it's going to be a destructive act. You're going to end up with the rope being cut. So the Chayyim says that's mutter b'chol kesher shemutter l'hatiroi. Yimena yochol l'hatiroi, mutter l'chatkoi u'l'natkoi. A knot which is a mutter to untie. So a person is allowed to instead cut it or rip it out. But rakshol yasa b'fnei amoritz shlo yekel yoser. But however, the Chayyim puts a limitation over here that one should not do this in front of a person who will find this confusing and draw conclusions that you're allowed to do this all the time. Or etc., which is not true. The person would say, oh, you know what, he was doing that. The person could mistakenly think, why is the person doing this? Because you're not allowed to untie it. But apparently, even though you can't untie it, you can rip it or cut it. That's a mistake which a person could make and think that this is the understanding of the action of the individual who's doing it. The reality is that that's not true. This heter of being menatik or being chaytik, of ripping it out or cutting it, is only true in a kesher which you're allowed to untie. But since it's going to be confusing to people, a person should not do it in front of somebody who will misunderstand what's going on. So a person has to be careful in the surroundings where he's doing such a kula. Okay, Simon Gimel, Kol Kesher Shalapamim Nimlach Umavat Lezman Aruch Avbishat Chilas Hasiyos Elohoyso Lezeb. This is a type of a knot which sometimes people leave for long periods of time. But I'm actually planning to undo it very shortly thereafter, within 24 hours. So I'm making a knot which is going to be untied within 24 hours, which is mutter to do. However, the derech of this knot is that sometimes people leave it here in this situation for longer periods of time. So a person would tie together, let's say, two sides of a jacket, they would have which it ties together through some type of a knotting system. So one knot would stay and the other knot would be undone. So theoretically I could leave the knot that I just did and undo the first knot. So a person who you could leave, and the derech was sometimes to leave the knot I just made and undo the other one. So now I have a problem. It's also the Shema Yimalech, we're afraid he might change his mind and leave this knot here. And that's going to be retroactively a knot which is made to last for a long period of time, which is inappropriate, which is also to do. Hilcha also likshar l'rtzuas shebemich nesayim afilo daita latir b'osayim shiragilim l'hanicham shom tomid. Apparently they used to have some type of a string or a band inside of the pants which they would tie, and they would leave it there for longer periods of time. So here's an example which plays out. Let's say a person makes a single knot and then put a bow on top of it. So that's mutter to do on Shabbos. That's mutter to undo on Shabbos. However, it's only mutter if the derech was to undo it within 24 hours. Let's say the person's common action was mutter to Shabbos. He would just kick his shoes off, leaving the knot intact. And it would tell you that till the next Shabbos. So he says, no, I plan to undo it this time. But if the derech is to leave that knot there, it's going to be osur. So that's an interesting point, because in this example which we just gave, which is what the poskim talk about, there's only one knot and there's a bow on top, and a bow is not considered a knot. However, the bow makes that the single knot which is underneath, it gives it permanence. So that's also a form of kayama. So because it's a form of kayama, he's making a knot which is going to last. And it's a derech is to let it last. And he's saying, but I plan to undo it within a normal, a permitted time frame within 24 hours. But the derech was that they would leave it longer. So even though it's only a single knot, which is the problematic, that's enough to be considered a problem, and a person should not do that. So a person should not make a habit of leaving his shoes untied when he removes the Motzei Shabbos. A person would do that. A person would not be allowed to tie those and untie those shoes on Shabbos. Have a good day.